Oh, so we're back for another deep dive, and this time we're taking a look at some lyrics, and specifically, lyrics by the very talented Billy White King.
Yes, very interesting.
I know you're a fan of his music.
Yes, big fan.
So these lyrics in particular are for a song called Tropical.
Tropical.
And as always, we like to kind of like take a look at these lyrics and just kind of, what are these lyrics telling us?
I see, I see.
What is the story? So what do you see right off the bat?
Well, the first thing that kind of jumps out to me is just this idea of escape. When he says, thinking of leaving the USA, not forever, 90 days, it seems like, he really wants to get away, but it's not like a permanent thing.
Right, just a temporary escape. It's interesting too that he has a very specific destination in mind. It's not just anywhere. It's not like the mountains or, the forest. It's like
He's going to a tropical island.
he's going to an island. He's looking for sun and sand and those kinds of things. And those images come up again and again in the lyrics. I'm kind of curious, do you think that maybe he's looking at this as a creative wellspring?
I think that's a really good point because, for a lot of artists, getting away from it all can be a really great way to kind of recharge and find new inspiration. And, looking at the lyrics, look at how he uses language, palm trees swaying in the breeze. You can almost feel yourself being transported to this like relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah, and this is kind of where I wanted to go next with this, because obviously Billy White King is a blind songwriter and guitarist. So I think it's really interesting to think about his perspective when he's talking about this tropical island.
That's a really interesting point because, we often think about the tropics as this like visual feast. All the bright colors and the beautiful scenery. But for someone who can't see, maybe it's more about the other senses. Like the feeling of the warm sun on his skin, or the smell of the salt air and the flowers, the sound of the waves crashing on the shore.
Maybe it's a much more kind of like full body experience. It's
Absolutely.
not just about what he sees, it's about everything.
It's about the whole
Like
experience.
a really like immersive kind of thing. That's really interesting to consider. And I think that kind of ties into what he says next in the lyrics, meeting the ladies, learning the steps to a brand new dance. I mean, it's not just about escaping to this place, it's about the connections.
Yeah, he wants to connect with people, experience new things, like a new dance.
And then, of course, there's that great line, dancing with Mr. Out of Sight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think on one level, it's obviously a play on words, referencing his blindness. But I also think it speaks to this like allure of the unknown. Like he's open to whatever might happen on this trip.
It's like stepping into the unfamiliar and being okay with not knowing what's going to come next. So we've got all these layers here, this desire for escape, this really carefully constructed sensory experience, this desire for connection, and it's all wrapped up in this promise of a tropical paradise. It kind of makes you wonder, what does tropical represent to you? Is it a place? Is it a state of mind? Or is it something else entirely?
It's a great
What would
question.
inspire you to kind of like step outside of your own familiar rhythm and go searching for that temporary escape?
Something to think about for sure.
All right, well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. But as always, keep those thoughts coming, and we'll catch you next time
Sounds good.
for another deep dive.